Welcome to All About Time with Susan Woody Galper.
Hello, and welcome to the second program in our series of 10 podcasts, All About Time. These programs are all about herbs, those fascinating plants that flavor our foods, heal our bodies, comfort our souls, and sometimes even get us into trouble. My name is Susan Wittig Albert. I've been studying and writing about herbs for over 20 years, and I'd like to share some of my discoveries with you. In this series, we'll be learning about the often surprising ways in which herbs have been used throughout human history, and about the ways you can use and enjoy these plants in your garden, your kitchen, your medicine cabinet, and your craft area. I hope you'll want to listen to all 10 programs in our series, and that you'll visit our website, www.abouttime.com. That's where you'll find recipes and craft instructions, and can learn even more about the herbs we're discussing in these programs. So welcome, and thank you for joining us. Take a few minutes to brew yourself a hot cup of tea, pull up a comfortable chair, and let's talk about rosemary, which probably has more traditions associated with it than any other herb we know of. I'm sure you've heard the famous line in Shakespeare's play, Hamlet. When Ophelia holds out a spray of rosemary and says, "There's rosemary, that's for remembrance. Pray, love, remember." We know that lots of plants have been used as symbols. Pansies represent thoughts. Lavender represents love. Ivy, with its hold-tight tendrils, represents faithfulness. But how in the world did rosemary ever come to be so intimately connected to remembering? To find the answer, we have to go back long before Shakespeare, to the time of the early people around the Mediterranean Sea, where rosemary grows wild on the hillsides. They noticed, very early on, that rosemary leaves kept fresh meat from spoiling. A layer of lamb, a layer of rosemary, and the meat, whether it was raw or cooked, stayed fresh a lot longer. And not only did this wonderful plant retard spoilage, but rosemary gave an interesting new flavor to the meat. It tasted good. Now, about the same time, over in Egypt, embalmers were using rosemary in the embalming process, turning human corpses into mummies. Yes, that's right. Rosemary, along with highly aromatic spices like cinnamon and cloves and myrrh, and strongly antiseptic herbs such as thyme and sage and cumin, rosemary was used to preserve human flesh, as well as human food. Over time, these convincing demonstrations of rosemary's ability to preserve flesh, whether it was food or human bodies, led to the idea that this plant could also preserve memory. In early Greece, for example, people noticed that they often felt more alert when they drank a cup of rosemary tea or smelled the fragrant leaves, which led Greek students to wear garlands of rosemary when they studied for exams. They hoped to better remember the answers to questions. It wasn't long before rosemary became associated with the memories themselves in a symbolic way. For the Romans, a funeral wreath made of rosemary was a sign that the living would always remember the dead. Rosemary in a bridal bouquet, on the other hand, symbolized the couple's lifelong remembrance of their wedding vow. During the Middle Ages, this same association, rosemary and remembering, transformed the herb into a love charm. If somebody tapped you with a rosemary sprig, there was no way out. You were going to love that person until the day you died. So in Shakespeare's time, when Ophelia gives Hamlet a rosemary sprig for remembrance, the audience knows that she is hopelessly in love with Hamlet, and that his rejection means her death. Rosemary was linked to love and death, and to the eternal recollection of both. There's Rosemary, Ophelia says. That's for remembrance. All folklore, right? Well, maybe not. Today we have our own modern explanation of rosemary's very real power as a preservative. It turns out that those narrow, gray-green, needle-like leaves, which look something like pine needles, and have a lemony, resinous, bittersweet taste, contain powerful antioxidants. These chemicals slow decay and spoilage. They are so potent that they have even been used as a replacement for chemical preservatives. Scientists have also found that these very same chemicals in the human body help to slow the breakdown of a brain chemical called acetylcholine, which is associated with the memory loss that's so typical in Alzheimer's disease. So it may turn out that the cup of rosemary tea that tastes so good may help you remember your best buddy's birthday. One American herbalist even suggests that the traditional rosemary rinse that makes your hair shiny may also help you remember to buy shampoo. And if these benefits aren't enough, consider its use in the garden. This evergreen shrub can be pruned and trimmed into formal shapes, like a topiary. You've probably seen it offered as a living Christmas tree. Some forms are upright and can grow as tall as 5 feet or more. Other forms are prostrate. Some are only a couple of feet high. They trail across the ground. Both forms take very well to container gardening. Rosemary likes full sun, but will tolerate some shade. You'll probably want to purchase it from a nursery or grow it from stem cuttings, an easy thing to do since it roots readily. Northern gardeners will have to winter this plant over indoors, but in my Zone 8 Texas garden, I use it as a landscape shrub, not just because it's pretty and fragrant and evergreen, but because it's deer-proof. The deer go after my roses, but they turn up their noses at the resinous taste of rosemary. But the rest of us, we love that taste. Rosemary has many culinary uses, especially in the classic Mediterranean cuisine that is so healthy and good for us. It goes well with chives, lemon, and garlic. Simmer a whole rosemary sprig in garlic or potato soup while it's cooking, and take it out at the end. Use it in marinade and herb butter. The branches, soaked in water and laid on the hot coals of a grill, will add flavor to anything you cook. It's a natural for chicken, pork, and fish, and, of course, lamb. And it's a fine flavoring for lemonade and wine and other drinks. I included one of my favorite rosemary recipes, rosemary biscuits, in the China Bales mystery called Blood Root. You'll find it in that book. But let me give it to you here, because Bill and I love these biscuits. We have them for breakfast with butter and strawberry jam. The recipe will make about 15 biscuits, enough for the whole family and then some. Now, before you get started on the biscuits, turn on your oven to 400 degrees and grease and flour a baking sheet. Or I like to use one of those new silicone baking sheets. It saves me a lot of work. Begin by sifting these dry ingredients together into a large bowl. We're going to start with 2 cups of flour, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1.5 teaspoons of sugar. Sift that all together into the bowl, and then we're going to cut in 2 tablespoons of cold butter into the dry ingredients until it looks kind of crumbly. You can use a fork for this, or I like to use a wire pastry cutter. Next, stir in 3/4 cup of milk and 1 tablespoon of fresh rosemary leaves, chopped fine. If fresh rosemary isn't available, use 1 teaspoon of crumbled dry rosemary. Mix this together into a soft dough. On a lightly floured board, or again, one of those silicone baking sheets, Roll out the dough about a half inch thick. Cut it into 1.5 inch circles or squares and place biscuits close together on the baking sheet. Bake for about 20 minutes. These are great served hot. And here's another recipe. This one's for supper. It's rosemary, potatoes, and garlic, a natural team up. Turn on the oven. This is another oven dish. Turn on the oven to 350 degrees and let it heat while you scrub a pound of potatoes. That'll be enough to serve about 4 people. And cut them in half lengthwise and then cut into 1/4-inch slices. Mince 3 garlic cloves and put them into 1/4 cup of olive oil along with 1/2 teaspoon of salt and a couple of twists of fresh ground pepper. Toss the potatoes with the oil and then put them into a baking dish and sprinkle on 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh rosemary leaves or 2 teaspoons of crumbled dried leaves. Cover and bake this dish for about 30 minutes and then take off the cover, stir it, and bake it for another 20 minutes until the potatoes are nicely browned. Now you can also use rosemary to make your own natural cosmetics. For this, I like to use essential oil of rosemary. Essential oils are highly concentrated aromatic extracts of different plants. You can purchase the oils at a Whole Foods store, at a shop that sells herbal products. You can even buy them online. They're more expensive than other fragrances, but they are so intense, so concentrated, that you will need only a drop or two. Try rosemary essential oil in a diffuser. It's a device that sends the rosemary oil out into the air. And put that in your office and see if you don't feel a little more alert in the morning. Or put a few drops on a tissue in your automobile to freshen the air. And for a very refreshing massage oil, try this. Mix together 1/4 cup of olive oil with 1 tablespoon of avocado oil, nice rich oil, 2 to 3 drops essential oil of rosemary, 1 or 2 drops of essential oil of lavender, and 1 or 2 drops of essential oil of marjoram. Blend all this together and store it in a clean, dry container and use it as a massage oil. It will refresh you and relax you at the same time. I love rosemary in all its different forms, growing in my garden, flavoring foods in my kitchen, helping me to relax, helping me to be alert. Try some today. I know you'll enjoy it. And who knows? It may even help you remember where you left your car keys.
Don't forget to visit our website for any of the recipes and crafts featured in this episode. The website is www.abouttime.com. That's abouthyme.com. Music in this show is provided by the Podsafe Music Network.